listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest draft news, photos, videos, and more from the team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. And joining us now as our regular Monday feature, and we'll expand this to a couple of days when we get into the regular season, but is the three-time Super Bowl champion Gerard Cherry to cover three good topics on the Browns. Gerard, first of all, welcome, and I hope you had a great weekend.
That I did, my friend. How are you doing, Vic?
Doing great. We got Jim Donovan with us. He's filling in for Nathan Zagura. So here we go. Topic one, Gerard, is Alex Mack and how great the concern should be or not because of the meeting that he had with the Jacksonville Jaguars, because of all the reports that center on the idea that, well, you know, maybe they're the team that's going to present this offer that his agent had said at least early on or before this all began, or at the beginning of this, that, hey, you know, they're going to make – some team is going to make an offer that the Browns won't be able to match.
Oh, the concern should be great if you going from the mindset that Alex Mack is irreplaceable and you can't find another guy. But at the same time, Vic and Jimmy, one of the things that I look at is this. If Alex Mack is willing to sign with the Jacksonville Jaguars, what that tells me is that he does not want to be here. Now, I know Rita is a 2% tax and the state of Ohio has 6% tax. But outside of the tax ramifications, why would you want to go to Jacksonville? They're in the same situation the Cleveland Browns are in, trying to establish and build something. So if he makes that move, I think he's telling Mike Pettine and company, I do not want to be here. And guess what? If a guy doesn't want to be here, have him not be here.
Now, that must have been a heck of a pitch. And I know this Gus Bradley, the head coach down there, is a like the glass is more than half full. It's overflowing. It must have been a heck of a pitch to pitch that down there because, I mean, you know, say what you want about Cleveland and the Browns and their inability to win, but the passion to win is very evident. Not so down there.
No, and again, it's very similar to the Cleveland situation. I don't even see a difference in the two because you have a situation where you have two young owners, two young head coaches trying to find their way and figure their way out. And Alex will just be replacing one locale, in my opinion, for another one with the exact same situation in line. So I see no difference in the two.
All right, Gerard, the Browns have a new wide receiver. He's Nate Burleson, 32 years old, 11 years in the league. We had him on the show a little while ago, and really he sounded very much like the veteran that you want a guy entering his 12th NFL season to be. What kind of impact do you see from him, and what do you think the Browns do from here at the receiver position, especially in the draft?
Well, I still think the Browns still look to the receiver position in the draft because Nate is solid across the board. He'll bring leadership into the locker room, especially into that meeting room with the wide receivers. At the same time, though, this is no knock on Nate, but he's not considered an explosive receiver to where defensive coordinators are going to be worried at night. So you still, I think, need that element in your arsenal if you are the offensive coordinator and Kyle Shanahan. So I still think you can utilize a Sammy Watkins, even though you brought in Nate Burleson, because, again, you want explosion. You want explosiveness out there. And the other thing, too, is this. If this allows you to go defensive-centric and say you do get a Khalil Mack or Jadeveon Clowney, what is that saying about Jabal Sheard, Bartavius Mingo, and Paul Kruger? That's really going to say that you don't respect them and that they're a wasted asset on your team. So I think you still go offense because of what you do have defensively from an impact player standpoint. You can still acquire Sammy Watkins.
What will he do on the field, though? Is he going to be the kind of guy that's just going to find that first down marker and make himself, you know, available to the quarterback at that point, get you a first down? What will he add on the field? Never mind the meeting room.
You talking about Burleson?
Yeah.
I would say that. Somebody you can rely upon. If you're in the league for 12 years playing a wide receiver position, that tells me that you can be counted upon to make plays and make things happen to move the chain. Now, you also got Hawkins in here as well to be that slot shifty guy, and typically those balls go to him. But you always need that calm in the storm, and Burleson can provide that for you. So the leadership part, yes, he can do that as far as making sure, having a sure-hand receiver, a proven commodity. But again, 12 years in the National Football League lets you know that you can go to him in a bind, and I can just see he and Brian Hoyer hitting it off because they understand the next upper echelons of football, not just being fast and quick, but how to get yourself open by using your brain.
Right.
All right. And, of course, our third of the three topics we want to cover with you is the dust-up, if that's the right way to put it. Josh Gordon making some comments about the whole Kyrie Irving and Dion Waiter situation, acknowledging right off the bat that he's friends with Nader, with Waiter. They live in the same apartment complex or whatever it is, condos in Cleveland. And the response from Irving, I guess, maybe not surprising because he's been pretty uptight and pretty sensitive, as Jim Donovan was saying earlier, about the whole his whole status and situation with the Cavaliers. You know, hey, Josh, kind of mind your own business. What's your thought of that?
You're being nice about it. He didn't say, Josh, kind of mind your own business. He said, Josh, mind your own business. And he's right. Mind your own business. Now, I'm a Josh Gordon supporter. And on one hand, I look at this and I say, Josh, you are much smarter than what we give you credit for. Because if this is about who's going to be the king of Cleveland sports, you have done the astute and smart thing, which is make more people alienate themselves from Kyrie Irving and put the focus more so on you as being the man who's going to take over Cleveland sports. So from that standpoint, I think it's genius. As far as creating strife and problems for the Cleveland Cavaliers, that was a bad move because ultimately Kyrie Irving, if he does have some issues in history with Deion, where is he? In the back of his mind, he has to be saying and wondering, what the heck did Deion say to this dude to make him say this in the first place? So I don't like the idea of someone creating strife, especially on Cleveland sports teams, but at the same time, from a branding standpoint, stroke of genius.
So we're all then in agreement that Mike Aviles is not the king of Cleveland sports?
We're in agreement.
Don't you also think, though, I mean, this is Irving right now, and you know, because of, you know, you're on the show every afternoon, you know, here on KNR, and I mean, this guy's had a tough PR year, and I'm talking about Irving. Because all of this stuff is constantly out there about him not wanting to be here. Never mind the rift between him and Waiters, but the fact that he doesn't want to be here. And the fact that everybody's writing it so much, he hasn't been able to put a stop to it.
But he's done nothing on his part, Jim, to actually put a stop to
no,
it.
No, I agree with you, yeah.
Yeah, be defensive. Say,
it kind of goes to what you're saying back about Alex Mack. You know, do you want to be here?
Yeah. So he's not being defensive. He's kind of playing on offensive because all I know is if a team, this is a Kyrie Irving situation, is willing to give me 30% of their salary cap and make me a max contract player, and that's what's being thrown out there, and I don't have a definitive answer for whether or not I want to be here, of course people are going to be up in arms about that, especially Clevelanders, because what is the take on Cleveland? No one respects us. No one likes us. Right. No one wants to be here, and he's totally played into that paradigm, and the only way he can play himself out of it is either sign a contract or get this team into the playoffs.
There you go.
All right. Good stuff. The three topics with the three-time Super Bowl champ. Thank you, Gerard.
Take care, guys.
Bye, Gerard.
Talk to you next week. Right, Gerard Cherry, and we've got much more coming up with you. You want to give us a call at 216-578-0850. We'll give you some closing thoughts. Also, tweet us at Browns_daily. We got Megan Rock tweeting throughout the show, and she's going to put together the Browns Daily Wrap, the text highlight of the show that will be posted later on clevelandbrowns.com. It's a football Monday. He's Jim. I'm Vic, and this is ESPN 850 WKNR.